congratulations. He's exchanging line of cards with the home plate umpire. Tonight's umpire is designed by Major League Baseball. Behind home plate, Brandon Tipton. And on the bases, Shin Kashizawa.
Good evening and welcome to Valley Strong Ballpark in downtown Visalia. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you so much for joining us today for game two of the six-game series against the San Jose Giants, the single-A affiliate of the San Francisco Giants, and your Rawhide are the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Let's give you today's starting lineup presented by T-Mobile. Your Rawhide trying to bounce back from yesterday's loss, 10-5. Through 10 innings, trying to snap a five-game losing streak. Here's the starting lineup brought to you by T-Mobile, starting off with the visitors, the San Jose Giants. Leading off in center field, number 7, Von Brown. Batting second at shortstop, number 13, Averson Arteago. Batting third behind home plate, number 6, Adrian Sugaste. In the cleanup spot at first base, number 2, Victor Barricotto. Batting fifth at third, number 10, Yorlis Rodriguez. Batting sixth at second base, number 1, Dylan Rosario. Batting seventh, the designated hitter, number 5, Max Wright. Batting eighth in left field, number 32, Najee Gaskins. And ninth in right field, number 18, Alexander Suarez. The starting pitcher today for the San Jose Giants is number 43, Nick Sinicala. And now here is the starting lineup for your Visalia Rawhide. Leading off in center field, number 23, Wildered Patino. Batting second at shortstop, number 11, Jordan Lawler. Batting third at first base, number 13, Davison De Los Santos. In the cleanup spot, the designated hitter, number 40, Shane Muntz. Batting fifth at third base, number 27, S.P. Chen. Batting sixth behind home plate, number 34, Oscar Santos. G.J. Hill, number 1, he's in right field. Batting eighth, Shaney Ortiz at second base, he's number 4. And batting ninth for the Rawhide in left field, number 3, Juan Bautista. The starting pitcher for the Rawhide today, right-handed pitcher number 22, Josh Swales. We'll keep it right here for the national anthem when we come back. It'll be just 2 minutes from first pitch.
Our star spangled batter, Mr. Frank Austin.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
That was Frank Austin singing the national anthem. We call him Quick Frank Austin for how fast he's able to sing the national anthem. Players love it. And it's 6:30 right now. First pitch will probably be right around 6:31, 6:32. Josh Swales, the right-handed pitcher, on the mound for the Rawhide. This is his second start of the 2022 season. And his first start, he was not a part of the decision. Pitched 3 1/3 innings, gave up 2 earned runs off of 2 hits, and walked 4. Currently 73 degrees in Visalia. Beautiful day for baseball. It's going to be right around the low 70s at first pitch for this entire season, or rather this entire week. Definitely not this entire season. There'll be some times in August where we have over 100 degrees at first pitch, or at least in the 90s, usually in August. There's almost no opportunity to play in a game where it's below 90 degrees. Josh Swales on the mound for the Rawhide. He is warming up. Two more warm-up pitches from Swales, and then we'll be underway for first pitch. Rawhide currently riding a five-game losing streak. They won the series against Rancho Cucamonga last weekend, 2-1, and then won the first two games in Lake Elsinore, then hit a skid, lost the last four games of the series in Lake Elsinore, lost the series, and then yesterday fell to the Giants by a score of 10-5. The Rawhide at one point were down 5-1 in the game. Were able to battle back to make it a tied ball game 5-5, and then went into extra innings and the wheels came off for the Rawhide. Five runs scored in the top of the 10th inning for the Giants, and the Rawhide were unable to push across a run in the bottom half of the 10th. They're looking to bounce back here for game two of this series. Josh Swales, the right-handed pitcher from Santa Clarita, California, on the mound. Here's the first pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. First pitch at 6:32. Again, 73 degrees in Visalia this evening. 0-1 count. Swales kicks. Pitch is swung on and fouled into the netting down the first base side. Rawhide are wearing their traditional cream-colored pants with the alternate red jerseys. The red jerseys have the black and gold V on the left breast. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled into the netting. Count remains 0-2. Rawhide are wearing the traditional home black cap with the red V. And if the Rawhide have their pant legs hiked up to their knees, they're wearing black socks. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike three. Brown goes down swinging for the first out of the inning. That strikeout and every strikeout this season is brought to you by Visalia Kia, the Visalia Used Car Supercenter. Many priced under $20,000, and $500 down is all you need. One away, nobody on for Averson Arteaga. Arteaga, the shortstop today for the Giants. The pitch swung on, fouled out of play. Down the first base side and into North Gidding Street. Catching for Swales this evening, Oscar Santos. At third base, S.P. Chen. Shortstop, Jordan Lawler. The pitch, a breaking ball, foul tipped. Count is 0-2, look like a changeup from Swales. At second base, it's Chaney Ortiz. First base, Davison De Los Santos. Left field, Juan Bautista. Center field, Wildred Patino. And in right field, it's G.J. Hill. The pitch, just missing low, ball one. Arteaga batting 267 this season, does have a home run, and four runs batted in. Here's the pitch. Swung on, foul tipped. Rawhide currently 4-6 this season, the Giants 6-4. The 1-2. Swung on and missed, strike three, back-to-back strikeouts for Swales. Visalia Kia, the Used Car Supercenter, where $500 down is all you need. Two down, nobody on for Adrian Sugaste. He's the catcher this evening for the Giants. He was the catcher last night as well. Swales steps, delivers. It bounces well in front of the plate. Count is 1-0. The starting pitcher for the Rawhide yesterday, Diomedes Sierra, also struck out the first two batters that he faced in the game. Pitch missing high, ball two. 2-0 count, two down. Yesterday was pretty windy in Visalia. Today, Not nearly as bad the pitch. Swung on a high fly ball, shallow right field. Hill giving chase towards the warning track along the foul line and makes the catch for the final out of the inning. So 1-2-3 inning of work for Swales. We're heading into the bottom half of the first, and we're scoreless at Valley Strong Ballpark. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Life is nonstop, and I'm always looking for things to make my life just
fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron. It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-3-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000 pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Bottom half of the first inning at Valley Strong Ballpark. I'm Jewel Guerin. Thank you for joining us today for game two of this six-game series against the Giants. On the mound for San Jose is Nick Sinicola. Right-handed pitcher for the Giants, and he'll face Wildered Patino batting from the right side to start off this inning. Due up after Patino, Lawler, De Los Santos, and Muntz. Right-on-right matchup, the first pitch. Missing low, ball one. Finishing off the starting lineup brought to you by T-Mobile, batting 5th, S.P. Chen, 6th, Oscar Santos, 7th, J.J. Hill, 8th, Chaney Ortiz, and 9th, Juan Bautista. The pitch swung on, a slow ground ball. The second baseman is there, but he misses the ball. Patino rounding first will stay there. The leadoff man is on. The second baseman had to range to his right, and it looked like he beat the ball, and I'm not sure if it took a bad hop on the lip of the grass or if he just completely missed it. But it is an error on the second baseman, so Patino reaches on the error. Now Jordan Lawler batting from the right side. Second baseman today is Dylan Rosario for the Giants. Catching for the Giants today is Adrian Sugaste. Lawler batting from the right, the pitch. Missing low and in, ball one. Runner on first is Patino. At third base, you release Rodriguez. Shortstop, Averson Arteaga. Second base, Dylan Rosario. And at first is Victor Barricotto. 1-0 count. Sinicola sets. Here's the pitch. Runner goes. It's a called strike. The throw to second is not caught and not in time. Patino safe at second base with a stolen base. A high throw from the catcher. The shortstop made a nice effort to try to grab the ball and tag Patino. He could not hold on to that ball, and I think Patino would have been safe either way. But it is a 1-1 count. Runner on second and nobody out in the bottom half of the first. That is Patino's 5th stolen base of the season. 1-1. Low in the dirt, ball 2. In the outfield for the Giants, from left to right, it's Najee Gaskins, Vaughn Brown, and Alexander Suarez. Infield shading to the left against Lawler. 2-1. Sinicola checks the runner on second. The pitch. Swung on, but lined foul down the right field side over the Hall of Fame Club, the McUltra Hall of Fame Club, and into North Giddings Street. There's a broken window for Vision Glassworks. For all your auto glass needs, call or text Justin at Vision Glassworks. Two-two count. The pitch. Swung on, a slow ground ball, but foul down the third base side. Lawler batting 369 this season, has three home runs and six runs batted in. In fact, his first hit as a member of the Rawhide was a home run over the left center field wall. Runner in scoring position, scoreless in the bottom half of the first. 2-2 count to Lawler. The pitch. Swung on, foul tipped, but it is caught by the catcher, Sagaste, and Lawler goes down, swinging for the first out of the inning. Davison De Los Santos batting from the right side, one away, runner on second. De Los Santos, the first baseman this evening for the Rawhide. Patino still on second, one down. The pitch. Missing low in the dirt. Ball one. De Los Santos established himself as the starting third baseman last year for the Rawhide once he joined the team in August. And again, has been the consistent third baseman for the Hide, but we've seen him at first base twice now. This is his second game. Here's the 1-0. Swung on, a ground ball. Second baseman makes a diving play, but he can't hold on to the ball. Patino rounding third, but he'll stay there. Patino upset with himself that he did not go on that error. I think Patino was hitting third as the second baseman, Rosario, touched the ball. So Patino really wasn't going hard around third because he assumed that the second baseman was making that play. Cortez, the manager for the Rawhide, coaching third base, started telling him to go a little bit too late. Really neither of their faults, just because he had the ball in his glove, Rosario, when he dove to his glove side, and then he landed on top of his glove, and it looked like it popped out. So, again, in a perfect situation, Patino would have scored there, and Cortez would have had him going a little bit earlier, but there's nothing they can do because he had the ball in his glove, and you have to assume to stay there. One down, Munz batting from the right. It's a called strike on the inside corner. Munz is the designated hitter today for the Rawhide. He hit a home run, his second of the season yesterday. He also had a single and an RBI double. Great day at the plate for the Hide. 0-1 count, one down. Runners on the corners. The pitch. Missing outside. Ball one. By the way, the ball hit by De Los Santos to the second baseman is ruled a hit. Second baseman Rosario had to range for that. I mean, not only range, he had a dive to stop it. And he did his job, stopped the ball and prevented Patino from scoring. 1-1. Swung on and missed strike two. One away, runners in the corners on third, Patino. First, De Los Santos. At the plate is Shane Munz. Bottom half of the first, we're scoreless at Valley Strong Ballpark. The 1-2. Swung on and missed strike three. Munz strikes out for the second out of the inning. Runners still on the corners. Now S.P. Chen batting from the left side.
Number 27, S.P. Chen.
Two down. Runners in the corners. Runner on third, still Patino on first, De Los Santos. Pitch to Chen. Called strike on the outside corner. Chen, the first left-handed hitter that Sinicola is facing this evening. He'll face two others, Hill and Ortiz, although they both are switch hitters for the Hide. 0-1 count. The pitch. Foul tipped into the glove. Count is 0-2. Calling balls and strikes behind home plate this evening is Brandon Tipton. And on the bases, Shin Koshizawa. O-2 count, two down. Infield shading to the right against Chen. The pitch. Missing outside. Ball one. One-two count. Sinicola taking his time on the mound. He sets. Delivers. Swung on and missed. Strike three, Sinicola. Strikes out the side. And the Rawhide strand two runners on. We're still scoreless going into the second inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
This just in. Some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
The 2022 season. Let's move on to the top half of the second inning. At the plate for San Jose, the first base spot, number two, Victor Maricotto.
Josh Swales back on the mound for the Rawhide. The first pitch is swung on and fouled into the CSDA pasture down the right field side.
By the way, fans,
it's a scoreless here at Valley Strong Ballpark in the second inning. Swales facing Victor Barricotto, the first baseman this evening. The 0-1 swung on a ground ball back up the middle. Swales can't get to it, neither can the middle infielders. And that is the first hit of the game given up by Swales. A one-hopper back to Swales. He was unable to stop it, and then it went into center field for a leadoff base hit. Swales had a perfect inning, struck out two, and forced Agaste to fly out to right, and now has given up a leadoff single to Barricotto. Yorlis Rodriguez will bat from the right side. The pitch. He squares to bunt. Misses, but the throw, now the throw to second, goes into left field. He's going to head for third. Bautista picks it up. No, he bobbles it, and he's going to get it in. Let's go through that one again. So, Rodriguez squared to bunt. He did attempt, so it is a strike. He tried to bunt it and missed. The runner on first, Barricotto, took a large lead. I think he was starting to go towards second, almost like a delayed steal, but really he was going, thinking that the bunt was down. So Santos threw behind him to the first baseman, De Los Santos, who then threw to the shortstop, Lawler, but the throw was too high, went into left field. Bautista missed the ball at first, in left field to try to throw him out at third. And then he took a while to get the ball in, and he's lucky that the runner, Barracoto, didn't try to go to and score on that. Here's the pitch. Swung on, a slow ground ball. Diving play by Lawler. Steps up to throw to first. Not in time. He's safe. Great play by Lawler. Just unable to make the out. That's an RBI single for Rodriguez, and Barracoto scores. So Giants score 1-0. By the way, the official ruling on that play is going to be a stolen base and then an error on the first baseman, De Los Santos. That throwing error into left field is how Barracoto advances to third. Dylan Rosario batting from the right. He takes the ball one low. Rawhide yesterday had committed five errors. Today they've already committed one in the second inning. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike one. Both teams have an error today. Rosario committed the first error for the Giants. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled into the netting. Count is 1-2. Rosario yesterday went 1-for-3, hit an RBI single, and walked twice. He flew out to center and lined out to second. Outfield shifting to the right. Infield slightly to the left. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike three. Rosario goes down swinging for the first out of the inning. That is the third strikeout of the night for Swales. The Visalia Used Car Supercenter, many priced under $20,000, and $500 down is all you need. Visalia Kia. Max Wright, the designated hitter, he's batting from the left. One down, runner on first is Rodriguez. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Wright pinch hit back in the 10th inning and drove in the first and second run. In the top of the 10th to get the rally going for the Giants. They ended up winning 10-5 through 10 innings. The pitch missing low in the dirt. Ball two. Infield shifting to the right just slightly. Still a lot of sun towards second base. The 1-1, swung on and missed strike two. Runner on first, Rodriguez, a short lead. De Los Santos, the first baseman, holding him. Pickoff attempt, he's back safely diving. So the sun right now, a pillar of sunshine, coming from first base to second, so the shortstop Lawler has some sun in his eyes, and the left fielder Bautista is going to be dealing with the sun for the longest amount of time on the field. Wilder Patino, the center fielder, also dealing with it. The 1-2 is swung on and missed strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Swales. Four strikeouts this evening for the young right-handed pitcher. Swales, 20 years old. He'll turn 21 in, I think it's October this year. Yes, October 28th, he'll turn 21. He's originally from Santa Clarita, California. Was drafted in the 13th round of the 2021 draft. The pitch. That's a called strike on the outside corner. Najee Gaskins batting from the right side. He was drafted from the College of Southern Nevada. 0-1 count, two down. Here's the pitch. Swung on, check swing, but caught by De Los Santos. There's a check swing, slow line drive to the first baseman, and De Los Santos able to make that play easily. The Giants do score a run, and they lead 1-0. Rawhide will try to answer in the bottom half of the second. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball. Rawhide Rosters is for Rawhide Bank, 55 and older.
On Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong. Grow your possibilities.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
Bottom half of the second inning. The Giants lead 1-0. Pitched Oscar Santos misses outside ball one. Nick Santacola back on the mound for the Giants, right-handed pitcher. 0-1 this season with a 5.40 ERA. The pitch missing outside. Count is 2-0. Santos batting 167 this season. The pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. By the way, the run that did score for the Giants in the last half inning will be unearned to Josh Swales. The 2-1. Missing inside, ball three. Santos the catcher this evening for the Rawhide. The 3-1 swung on and missed strike two, breaking ball that Santos waves at. This is Santacola's first start for the Giants, although this is his third appearance. The 3-2 swung on, foul tipped. It'll be a full count again. So the Giants have 10 legitimate starters on their roster, kind of like how the Rawhide were last year. There were a lot of piggyback games. A piggyback game is where you have your original starter, and then you have another starter, basically, who's going to come into the game halfway through. They're going to be the next pitcher that comes up. The 3-2 swung on and missed strike three. Santos strikes out for the first out of the second inning. So Santacola has been the piggyback for the Giants through the rotation twice. They have a five-man rotation, the Rawhide a six. This is the third time through the rotation, but his first start because he's been coming out as a piggyback for Wynn. Keaton Wynn is slated to be the piggybacker for Santacola. The pitch to Hill. Called strike on the outside corner. G.J. Hill batting from the left side. Hill, the right fielder this evening. The 0-1 swung on and missed strike two. Santacola 0-1 with a 5.40 ERA, the pitch missing high. He's thrown five innings of work in two appearances, giving up three earned runs off of three hits. He's walked four while striking out four. Opponents are only batting 176 against him, though. The pitch swung on and missed strike three.
Listen closely, mid-double set of numbers. I-16, it's I-16, and 075. And to play for the high is
Channing Ortiz will now bat from the right side. Two down, batting from the right side, or beg your pardon, the left side is Ortiz. The pitch swung on. Ortiz, one of the switch hitters for the Rawhide. One count, the pitch. Missing outside. Waiting on the 1-1. Here it is. Swung on and missed, strike two. Count is 1-2. Santa Cola has now struck out 4 Rawhide batters in a row, 5 total this evening. Every single out so far has been a K. The 1-2. Missing out. Count is even. Two-two count. Two down. Here's the pitch. Cold strike three on the outside corner. Ortiz goes down looking. And Santa Cola strikes out the side. The Rawhide trailed by 1 going into the third. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Gas and electric power. But it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota. Which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Toyota's Make It Yours sales event is on now, with new Toyotas arriving daily.
1, 2, 3, take my hand and come with me, because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Get low 2.99% APR financing on 2022 Camry and Camry Hybrid, or $500 cash back when you finance with Toyota on the all-new Corolla Cross. It's time to make a fuel-efficient Toyota yours. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS for buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 5/2/22.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/src.
Top of the third inning. The Giants lead 1-0. Swales back on the mound for his third inning of work. The pitch missing outside. Ball 2. The pitch missing out. Count is 3-0. At the plate, Alexander Suarez, the number 9 batter this evening for the Giants. 3-0 count. The pitch. Missing low, ball 4. Suarez draws a leadoff walk on 4 pitches. And now here's the top of the order, Vaughn Brown.
The official smart robotic record blinks in the park of Battling Baseball. Donate $1 K9 for Warriors. Heading to blink, center fielder, Vaughn Brown.
The pitch to Brown, fouled off, count is 0-1. Swell so far today has given up 2 hits, a run, but it's unearned. He struck out 4 and has walked 1. The pitch, missing inside, count is 1-1. Swills throws a fastball, slider, curveball, and changeup. Changeup tends to be his most used pitch. The pitch is swung on, line down the left field side, but it's foul. Off the bat, looked like it might land in the corner, but it kept hooking foul. As I was saying, his changeup tends to be the off-speed pitch that he uses the most and his most effective pitch. So 1-2 count, nobody out. Runner on first is Suarez. Giants lead 1-0. And De Los Santos is calling for time. I think something's wrong with his glove. So De Los Santos will go grab a new glove. They don't have very many first baseman gloves with the Rawhide, considering there's no true first baseman on the roster. I just saw J.J. DeRossio, who's the bullpen catcher today, sprint into the clubhouse to go grab the glove. And Charlie, who's the mental skills coach here for the week, just sprinted down the left field line to go grab it. Now we're ready. De Los Santos has the first base glove. Ready for the 1-2. Now time is called. And Jorge Cortez is going to have a conversation with the home plate umpire, Brandon Tipton. I think they're asking why was there a meeting called, because the home plate umpire, Brandon Tipton, waved the official score and said one for the Rawhide, meaning one, I don't know, mound visit, stoppage of play, and Cortez wanted to make sure that that was in fact correct. The 1-2 swung on and foul, tipped a breaking ball from Swales that looked like it fooled Brown, but he was able to make a defensive swing to foul tip it. Here's the 1-2. Swung on and missed strike 3. Brown strikes out for the second time today. The first out of the third inning. Visalia Kia, the Visalia Used Car Supercenter. Many prices are $20,000 and $500 down is all you need. One down, runner on first. At the plate is Averson Arteaga. Arteaga has struck out earlier today. The pitch, just missing out, ball one. Sun no longer in center field. It's now that pillar of sunshine going from first to left. If you listen to or watch every single Rawhide game at home, I'll be mentioning it every single time. The pitch, swung on, fouled out of play, behind the first base grandstands, and into North Gidding Street. There's another broken window for Vision Glassworks. For all your auto glass needs, call or text Justin at Vision Glassworks. One, one, swung on, fouled into the netting, count is 1-2. So again, the reason why that sun is so terrible in left field is because there is a break between our buildings here at Valley Strong Ballpark. The grandstands down first base and the skyboxes, there's a break between that and the Michelob Ultra Hall of Fame Club. So because of that, left field can be pretty tough until about the fourth or fifth inning. The pitch, cold strike 3 on the outside corner. Arteaga goes down looking for the second out of the inning. That is strikeout number 6 today for Josh Swales. That is a new career high for the young right-handed pitcher. Two down, still a runner on first is Alexander Suarez. Adrian Sagaste batting from the right side. The Giants lead 1-0 in the top half of the third. Swales sets, delivers, misses outside, ball one. 1-0 count, two down. Lights are now on at Valley Strong Ballpark as time is called. Haven't taken full effect just yet. Sagusta batting 182. Has a home run and four runs batted in the pitch. Just missing out ball two. Sagusta yesterday went 0-for-4. Beg your pardon, 0-for-5. Can't count. He was hit by a pitch. And he reached on an error. 2-0 count. Swung on. Shallow fly ball. Left center field. Patino coming over and he'll make the catch for the final out of the inning. Swales works around a leadoff walk, and the Giants still lead 1-0 going into the bottom half of the third. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-3-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark, the sun is out, you can smell fresh-cut grass, the Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field.
Bottom half of the third inning, Juan Bautista leads it off for the Rawhide. He swings at the first pitch and fouls it off into the netting. Count is 0-1. Santacola back on the mound for the Giants. The 0-1 missing outside. Count is even. Bautista in left field this evening for the Rawhide. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled off his front foot. Count is now 1-2. Bautista batting 150 this season. No breeze here in Visalia. Lights are on. Still a little bit of sunlight in left field. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Bautista goes down swinging. That is now six strikeouts in a row by Santacola. Muntz, Chen, Santos, Hill, Ortiz, and Bautista. The final six in the Rawhide lineup have all struck out. And Lawler also struck out in the first inning. Here's Wildered Patino batting from the right side. He takes the ball one low. Patino reached on the error by the second baseman, Rosario. Yesterday was Patino's first game back after taking a very short hiatus for jamming his right ankle. That was on Friday's game in Lake Elsinore. Just had 4 days off. Wasn't placed on the injury list or anything. Just given some time to rest the pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Patino batting 324. Here's the pitch. Missing high, ball two. Patino yesterday had an RBI single and walked. Other than that, he grounded out, flew out, and also a strikeout. One down, nobody on, bottom half of the third. The Rawhide trail 1-0. The 2-1. Foul tipped. It'll be 2-2. Count. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled again. Looks like he's bringing the ball inside on Patino. I don't think they're fastballs. They seem slightly off speed to me. Santacola, right-handed pitcher, does bat left-handed, though. 6'2", 205 pounds, 22 years old. He'll be 23 in October. The 2-2. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Make it 7 consecutive strikeouts for Santacola. 8 this game. Two away, nobody on, and Jordan Lawler will bat from the right side.
The batter is shortstop, Jordan Lawler.
Lawler struck out in his first at bat. The pitch swung on and missed strike one. Now the only Rawhide batter to have not struck out today is Davison De Los Santos. De Los Santos is on deck. 0-1. The pitch. Swung on. Fouled out of play down the right field side and into the CSDA pasture.
The Brother Wonder from Vision Glassworks. Justin is standing by. You can text him at 747-1000.
Here's the pitch. Missing inside. Ball one. 1-2 count. Two down. Rawhide have not had a base runner since the first inning. It's the bottom half of the third. Rawhide trail by one. Giants have two hits today. Rawhide have one. And both teams have committed an error. The 1-2. Swung on. Slow ground ball. Third baseman Rodriguez fields it. Throws on the run. Is just in time to retire Lawler. Another 1-2-3 inning of work. The Giants still lead 1-0. We're going into the fourth inning, and you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark. The sun is out. You can smell fresh-cut grass. The Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Put it on the top half of the fourth inning for the San Jose Giants. First base spot, Victor Viracoto.
Full fourth inning. The Giants lead 1-0. Josh Swales back on the mound for his fourth inning of work. At the plate, the cleanup man, Victor Barricotto. First pitch fouled off. Count is 0-1. The 0-1, missing high. Swales entering today's game, the most innings he's pitched is 3 1/3. It's currently at 3 innings pitched. He has struck out 6, which is a new career high. The pitch swung on, lined into right field, a leadoff base hit for Barricotto. He's 2 for 2 today.
In 38-3-8. Now batting is third baseman,
Yorlys Rodriguez. Batting from the right side, runner on first. The Giants lead 1-0. They're out hitting the Rawhide 3-1. Third baseman Chen playing a little bit in, maybe even with the base path. Step behind the infield grass. The pitch swung on, popped up, first base side foul territory. De Los Santos giving chase, makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Rodriguez pops out in foul territory. One down. Runner on first still, Barricotto. And coming to the plate is Dylan Rosario. He struck out in his first at-bat against Swales. This is Swales' second season with the Visalia Rawhide. He was drafted last year in 2021. Pitched in one game in the Arizona Complex League. The pitch, called strike on the inside corner, count is 0-1. Then came to Visalia for the last 3 weeks of season. Pitched in 3 games in a piggyback role. And he's made himself in the Visalia rotation this year. The 0-1 swung on, lined into right field, a base hit. Barricotto stays at second base as Hill gets it in. Runners on first and second, one down. Rosario has his first hit of the day. Starting tomorrow for the Rawhide, Avery Short, and on Sunday is Liam Norris. Mention them because them with Swales, they're kind of the Three Musketeers or the Three Stooges. I'm not really sure which one yet. One down, runners on first and second. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed strike one. At the plate is Max Wright, the designated hitter. I know the three of them live together as well, and they pretty much do everything together, at least from what I've seen. There was one time we were doing a promotion for Budweiser for Don't Drink and Drive at Valley Strong Ballpark, and I texted Swales that pitch missing high, asking for him and Avery to come do it, and Liam came with them, and Josh said, well, if you want two of the three of us, you know the three of us are going to show up. So 1-1 count, one down. And those three have been very entertaining so far this season. Here's the pitch. Missing high, ball two. I think my favorite thing that they've done so far was help me be able to see over the turtle. The turtle is the batting cage around home plate for batting practice. And I'm just a little bit too short or a little bit too tall. I'm not, depending on which way you want to look at it, where the bar is right in my eyesight. The pitch is fouled off out of play behind home plate. Count is even 2-2, one down, runners on first and second. So it was during, before opening night, that first week where the players are here, that I was standing behind the turtle with Swales and Avery Short, telling them I'm just a little bit too short. And then Swales and Avery went back into the clubhouse. They had to do something. And they came back with something for me to stand on to be able to see over the turtle. Here's the 2-2. Swung on and missed strike three. Wright strikes out for the second out of the inning. Two down, runners on first and second for Najee Gaskins in the fourth inning. And what Swales brought me was a squatty potty. Thing that you use to put your legs up a little bit higher when you go to the bathroom. That's my step stool now for batting practice. And so just gives you a little bit of an insight into their sense of humor and how much fun they can make it to be here at the ballpark. Two down, runners on first and second. Swung on, high pop fly into right field. G.J. Hill underneath it makes the catch, and the Giants strand runners on first and second. Now, my mother would be really upset with me if I did not tell you that we switched out the squatty potty for a normal step stool for batting practice. Thank you, Nina Guerin, for bringing me a real step stool, unlike Josh Swales. Swales has thrown four innings so far for the Rawhide. We're going into the bottom half of the fourth. The Giants lead 1-0, and you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Toyota's Make It Yours sales event is on now, with new Toyotas arriving daily.
One, two, three, take my hand and come with me, because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Get low 2.99% APR financing on 2022 Camry and Camry Hybrid, or $500 cash back when you finance with Toyota on the all-new Corolla Cross. It's time to make a fuel-efficient Toyota yours. Toyota, let's go places.
Davison De Los Santos leads it off for the Rawhide. The first pitch, missing low, ball one. De Los Santos has the only hit of the day for the Rawhide. First hit of the day brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company. Nick Santacola back on the mound. The 1-0, swung on and missed strike one. Since 2012, Rosa Brothers Milk Company has used its third-generation farm-fresh milk to create glass-bottled milk, coffee creamers, and super premium ice cream. Look for Rosa Brothers products at your local grocer. The 1-1. Missing inside, ball two. You can also check roastabrothers.com's Where to Buy page to find a store near you. Lights now taking full effect. No more sunlight on the field. 2-1 count to De Los Santos. Swung on and missed strike two. That sun in left field. One of the most difficult parts of playing at Valley Strong Ballpark. If you're a left fielder or even a third baseman, you're hoping for the first four innings that the ball's not hit to you, or at least there's not a line drive hit to you. The 2-2 swung on and fouled into the Hall of Fame Club balcony seats. Count remains 2-2.
And last round ball was the Porta Subs prize ball. Take it to the General Store. Free sandwich and Porta Subs.
De Los Santos batting .262 this season for the Rawhide. Giants lead 1-0 in the bottom half of the fourth. The pitch swung on, popped up. Right field side. Right fielder Suarez giving chase in foul territory. Makes the catch for the first out of the inning.
063.
Here's Shane Muntz, the designated hitter, batting from the right side. Muntz in his first at-bat struck out against Santacola. The pitch swung on and missed strike one. And in fact, De Los Santos still the only Rawhide batter to not strike out against the Giants pitcher today. He has 8 strikeouts this evening. The pitch, a called strike on the inside corner. And that is a career high for him. His career high prior to today's game was 4 strikeouts. Here's the 0-2. Missing low, ball one. 1-2. Tries to check his swing, but he does go around, according to the home plate umpire, Brandon Tipton. Muntz strikes out for the second time today. 9 strikeouts this evening for Santa Cola.
Brought to you by Park by City. All 5 bingo cards have been played. Congratulations. In and out, Brigger, double-double batter. Third baseman.
S.P. Chen batting from the left side. 2 away, nobody on. Might have heard over the PA system from Brian Anthony, our PA announcer, that we had ballpark bingo, baseball bingo today. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed strike 1. That is thanks to Park Visalia and Health and Well Care by HealthNet. Every Wednesday is our Rustlers Wednesday. Our Rawhide Rustlers is our senior program. Here's the 0-1. Swung on, fouled into the netting. Count is 0-2. If you are a member of the Rustlers senior program, you get 1 ticket to every Rawhide Wednesday home game. There is an option where you can have Hall of Fame Club access. Here's the 0-2. Missing low in the dirt, ball 1. And you do not have to be a member of the Rustler program to participate in baseball bingo. You just have to go to the HealthNet booth to pick up your bingo card. And Wednesdays are our beer and bingos night. Also have a beer special with a mason jar. The 1-2. Swung on, slow ground ball. Third baseman Rodriguez comes in. The throw to first is wide, but the first baseman Barracudo stretches, falls to the ground, keeps his foot on the bag somehow to retire Chen. Another 1-2-3 inning of work, the third consecutive 1-2-3 inning. He has now retired 11 in a row. Heading into the fifth, the Giants still lead 1-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark. The sun is out. You can smell fresh-cut grass. The Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
Josh Swales back on the mound. The first pitch, cold strike on the outside corner. Count is 0-1. Swales now in his fifth inning of work. 4 complete innings is a career high for him for most innings pitched. The pitch swung on, popped out of play behind our press box, the Sun Gazette press box. At the plate, Alexander Suarez. It's the top of the fifth. Giants lead by 1. The pitch missing high. Count is 1-2. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike 3. Suarez strikes out for the first out of the fifth. Eight strikeouts today for Josh Swales. Both pitchers have been fantastic. Sinicola just seems to be on a roll where he had 7 strikeouts in a row. He has 9 now today. Swales 8. pitcher's duel. Giants so far winning the pitcher's duel because of the error by the Rawhide in the second inning. First pitch to Brown is swung on and missed, strike one. The Giants scored in the second inning to take a 1-0 lead. That's the score here in the fifth. The pitch swung on and missed, strike two. Barracudo, the cleanup man today for the Giants, singled into center field as a hard ground ball up the middle. He stole second base, and the throw from the catcher, Santos, went to the first baseman, De Los Santos, trying to pick him off, going back to first. Instead, Barracudo headed for second, had a stolen base. Pitch is foul tipped. De Los Santos throwing to second, trying to get him out on that stolen base. Was too high. The throw went into left field, and that allowed Barracudo to be standing on third with nobody out. And the batter, Yordis Rodriguez, drove him in with a single to the shortstop, Lawler. The pitch missing outside, ball two. Beg your pardon, I think it's ball one. 1-2 count, one down. The pitch. Swung on, ground ball, third base side. Chen backs up on it. The throw to first, just in time to get him. Two down. Here's Averson Arteaga batting from the right side. Swales trying to make it through five innings. He'd be the first Rawhide starter to pitch five innings. Five complete innings for the Rawhide this season. This is his 65th pitch of the evening. Misses outside, ball one. There is someone warming in the pen for the Rawhide. Looks like a left-handed pitcher. I would assume it's Carlos Mesa. The 1-0. Swung on and missed, strike one. One-one. Missing high, ball two. It is Carlos Mesa warming in the pen for the Rawhide. 2-1. Swung on and missed, strike two. Swales one strike away from his ninth strikeout of the inning. You can see Mesa warming up in the pen if you're watching on MLB TV. Here's the 2-2. Missing high, ball three. Full count, two down. Nobody on in the top half of the fifth. The Giants lead 1-0. The pitch swung on, lined into right field. A two-out base hit for Arteaga. Curveball that hung up just a little bit too much by Swales. Adrian Sagaste will now bat from the right side. Sagaste 0 for 2. He's flown out to right and flown out to center. And Jorge Cortez is going to come and get Swales. Swales unhappy that he couldn't make it out of the fifth inning, but he is right around 70 pitches. So close to getting through five innings of work, but a great, great outing by Swales. He's only walked one batter, gave up five hits. One run, it was not earned. An amazing outing by Josh Swales, one of the best we've seen from a starter this season for the Rawhide. Carlos Mesa will be entering the game for the Visalia Rawhide. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. When we come back, we'll tell you more about Carlos Mesa. He'll inherit a runner on first, two down in the top of the fifth inning with the Giants leading by one. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life.
Carlos Mesa inherits a runner on first, two down in the top half of the fifth. The first pitch is swung on and missed. Strike one, Adrian Sagaste batting from the right side. Mesa in relief for Josh Swales, who's had one of his best appearances in his career. 0-1 count, two down. The runner on first is Arteaga. He singled into right. The pitch, missing out, ball one. Again, the pitching line for Swales. He is still responsible for the runner on first, but pitch 4 2/3 innings. That's a career high. Gave up one run, was not earned off of five hits. The pitch, runner goes. The throw from Santos to the left side of second base. That's a stolen base for Arteaga. Pitch missed high, so it's a 2-1 count. Now a runner in scoring position for the Giants. Swales gave up five hits, walked one, and struck out a career high of eight. His ERA drops from 5.40 to 2.25. He is responsible for the runner on second, though. 2-1 count, two down. Hill, the right fielder, playing shallow. The pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. Count is 2-2. Mesa, left-handed pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide. 6'1", 155 pounds. Originally from Venezuela. Turned 21 in February of this year. 2-2. Missing low in the dirt. Ball three. Count is full. Mesa was signed as an international free agent in 2018. Last year he pitched in the Arizona Complex League. This is his first season in the California League. First season in single A. And time is called. We're waiting on the 3-2 pitch with two down and a runner on second in a one-run ball game. Rawhide offense has been quiet. Only one hit. Giants have five hits, but only one run to show from it. 3-2. Breaking ball swung on, line down the right field line, but it's hooking a foul and out of play. By the way, Swales threw exactly 70 pitches, 48 of them for strikes. Mesa sets. Glove at the belt. Checks the runner on second. The payoff pitch. Swung on a ground ball back up the middle. He's able to stop it. Pick it up. The throw to first is in time, and that will end the inning. A little bit of a scary play, but Mesa able to stop it. And end the inning. Swales, the first one out there to give him a high five. We are halfway through this game, heading into the bottom half of the fifth. The Rawhide trail by one. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Oscar Santos leading off for the Rawhide. It's the bottom half of the fifth inning. They trail 1-0. The first pitch misses outside of ball one. The new pitcher on the mound for the Giants is Keaton Wynn. Wynn in relief for Nick Santacola. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by Rescom Pest Control. The 1-0 swung on, deep fly ball, right field, but it's hooking foul and out of play into the CSDA pasture. Rescom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to Rescom and bye-bye, bugs. The 1-1. Swung on and missed strike two. Win in relief for Santacola. Pitched a great four innings for the Giants. Four scoreless innings, gave it one hit, struck out nine. The 1-2. Swung on and missed strike three. That is the 10th Rawhide batter to strike, or 10th time a Rawhide batter has struck out today.
Savage to the plate, right fielder.
First strikeout of the evening for Keaton Wynn. Wynn, also a right-handed pitcher, and he's now going to face G.J. Hill, who has a new walk-up song. We've had some walk-up song fiascos in the last 24 hours. The pitch swung on and missed strike one, so the players will message myself or the Rawhide Instagram saying that they want their walk-up songs changed, and I have to send it to our PA announcer, Brian Anthony. The 0-1 swung on and missed strike two. We've had quite a few changes in the last series and just haven't been able to get them completely correct. Hills is now correct. Though Chaney Ortiz currently has Josh Swales' walk-up song. The pitch missing high, ball one. So hopefully third time's the charm with tomorrow's game three. Everything will be in line. Although Hill keeps saying that he might change it every series. The 1-2. Swung on and missed strike three. Ball's low in the dirt. The catcher picks it up, throws it a first in time to retire Hill. And here's Chaney Ortiz walking up to Josh Swales' walk-up song.
Heading towards the plate for the high. Second base one. Chaney Ortiz.
Ortiz batting from the left side. I mean, it's not a bad walk-up song. Takes you back to middle school days. Two down. Here's the pitch. Missing inside, ball one. One oh count, two down, infield shading to the right. Here's the pitch. Swung on, foul down the first base side. Count is 1-1. The unfortunate part about the walk-up songs are baseball players are very superstitious. So if they have the wrong walk-up song and they don't perform well, I might get blamed for not passing it along properly. The 1-1. Swung on, slow ground ball to the first baseman. Barracoto picks it up, tosses it to the pitcher, Wynn. And Ortiz is retired for the third out of the inning. That is now 14 Rawhide batters retired in a row. We're heading into the sixth. The Giants lead 1-0, and you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places. Toyota's Make It Yours sales event is on now with new Toyotas arriving daily.
One, two, three, take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Get low 2.99% APR financing on 2022 Camry and Camry Hybrid or $500 cash back when you finance with Toyota on the all-new Corolla Cross. It's time to make a fuel-efficient Toyota yours. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS Suppliers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 5/22.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Top half of the sixth inning at Valley Strong Ballpark. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today for game two of this six-game series. We have a pitcher's duel here in Visalia. Carlos Mesa, the second pitcher of the evening for the Rawhide. Came in relief for Josh Swales, one of the best appearances of his career. The pitch, missing outside, ball one. At the plate is Victor Barracoto, who is 2-for-2 today, although this will be the first time he's facing Carlos Mesa. Swales, of course, has a very young career. Here's the 1-0. Called strike on the inside corner. This is only the fifth appearance of Swales' career, if I'm counting correctly. Again, very young career, but an amazing outing by the 20-year-old pitcher. Mesa, the 21-year-old southpaw from Venezuela, on the mound. The 1-1 swung on and missed strike two. Mesa has a sinker, fastball, slider, changeup. The off-speed pitch he tends to use the most is his slider. 1-2 count. Infield shading to the left. Just slightly. Outfield slightly to the right. Time is called. It is a 2-2 count. I think an automatic ball was just called because of the pitch clock violation. 2-2. Missing high. Ball three. Count is now full. So with no runners on, the pitch clock is at 14 seconds. It starts when the ball is back in the pitcher's mitt. When runners are on, I believe it goes up to 18 seconds. The payoff pitch. Cold strike three on the inside corner. Barracoto goes down looking on an off-speed pitch. That is the first out of the inning. Another strikeout brought to you by Visalia Kia, the Visalia Used Car Supercenter. Many priced under $20,000 and $500 down is all you need. One down. Batting from the right side is Yorlis Rodriguez. Mesa kicks. Swung on, foul tipped. Count is 0-1. That hit Santos, the catcher. Not sure where, but seems to be in some pain. I think it might have been his leg. Infield shading to the left against Rodriguez. He has a single to the shortstop, Lawler. It was hit to Lawler's throwing hand, so it's to his right. And he's also popped out to first base in foul territory. The pitch, missing low, ball one. 7:55 local time in Visalia. Almost an hour and a half into this ball game, just under. The 1-1. Called strike on the outside corner. Count is 1-2. Let's look at the scores around the California League. Lake Elsinore Storm leads the Fresno Grizzlies by a score of 5-4 in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Stockton leads Inland Empire 1-0 in the fourth. And Rancho and Modesto are tied up at 0, scoreless, in the bottom half of the fourth inning. So all the other teams in the bottom half of the fourth. So 2-2 count, one down, nobody on. Giants lead 1-0 in the top half of the sixth inning. The 2-2 tries to check his swing. Foul tipped, they're saying, into the catcher's glove. Santos able to pick it, hold on to it for the second out of the inning. I did not see that hit the bat. I do apologize. But it is foul tipped into the glove of Santos. Strike 3. Back-to-back strikeouts now for Mesa. Batting from the right side, Dylan Rosario. Two away, nobody on. Rosario today has struck out and singled into right field. The Giants have 5 hits today, while the Rawhide only have 1. The pitch missing low, ball 1. I was speaking to the voice of the Giants, Joe Rizzo, who's in the booth next to me, and he said the Giants have an amazing pitching staff this year, but their bats seem to stay a little bit quiet. On the other side, the Rawhide can score a lot of runs. The pitch, a cold strike on the outside corner. We've seen games where they've scored double digits, multiple games where they've scored double digits. But here, the Rawhide have been almost silenced. The only hit was an infield single by De Los Santos. The 1-1 swung on and missed. Strike 2. In fact, the last time the Rawhide have had a runner on base was with 1 out in the first inning. 14 Rawhide batters have been retired in a row. The 1-2. Missing outside. Count is 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, nobody on. Mesa sets, delivers. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. Mesa strikes out the side to end the sixth inning. We're going into the bottom half of the sixth. The Rawhide trail by 1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-3-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron. When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron. Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Into the bottom half of the sixth inning. The Rawhide trail 1-0. Juan Bautista leading off for the Rawhide. He's facing Keaton Wynn. Rawhide have not had a base runner since the first of the pitch, a cold strike on the inside corner. 14 Rawhide batters retired in a row. Here's the 0-1. Squares to bunt, offers, but misses. Count is now 0-2. In between innings, we had our Equity Group Knocker Balls. Every Friday is a Knocker Ball Friday, brought to you by the Equity Group. And the Knocker Balls are these massive plastic inflatable balls that we put people in, and they run full speed at each other as that pitch misses outside ball one. We usually do it 3 to 4 times every Friday. Sometimes we'll do it in between innings and other games. For example, today we did it in this last half-inning break. The 1-2, missing low, count is 2-2. It's always a fan favorite and a player favorite. You can always see the Rawhide dugout come out along the third base side to be able to see who wins. Waiting on the 2-2. Here it is. Swung on, popped up. It'll reach the grandstands on the first base side. If you are a fan here on a Friday for Knocker Ball Friday, please go sign up at guest services by the third base gate if you would like to participate in Knocker Ball Friday. There's multiple reasons why I brought that up. First of all, it's one of my favorite promotions that the Rawhide do here. We're waiting on the 2-2. The pitch from Wynn. Swung on, foul down the third base side. Count remains 2-2. The other reason is the first base coach, Orlando Hudson, is here. He is one of the roving coaches for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Rawhide don't have a fourth coach. Here's the 2-2. Swung on, a flare towards right field, hooking into foul territory, and it lands in the grandstands. So he's here for the week. We've had a lot of roving coaches so far this season. He's coaching first base, and all the roving coaches will be at first base this season. We're waiting on the 2-2 to Bautista. The pitch missing high. Well, 3. Here's the pitch. Check swing. Did he go? No, according to Tipton. And we have the first base runner since the first inning. That walk is brought to you by Stryker. For every walk this year, Stryker, the official smart robotics joint replacement partner of Minor League Baseball, will be donating $1 to Canines for Warriors, the nation's largest provider of service dogs to military veterans. To learn more, visit MakoSmartRobotics.com. Leadoff man is on. It's Juan Bautista. At the plate is Wildered Patino, the top of the order for the Rawhide. Pickoff attempt at first base. He's back safely diving. I do apologize for the pause in the story. Wanted to make sure I got my facts straight. So, Orlando Hudson coaching first base. He's one of the roving coaches for the Diamondbacks this year. He's here for the week. And Josh Barfield is also here, the director of player development. The pitch, he squares to bunt, pulls back. It's a called strike. So, Hudson's on the field. Barfield is in the stands watching the game. And I saw Barfield talking to Hudson, and I think Barfield just challenged Orlando Hudson to a knocker ball round. The pitch swung on and missed strike 2. Pickoff attempt at first base. He's back safely diving through behind the runner. That was Auguste and Bautista back safely. So I'm going to have to talk to Barfield and Hudson and see if they want to do a knocker ball showdown between the two of them. Think we could go viral with the Diamondbacks social media. The 0-2 to Patino. Swung on and fouled off into the netting. Count remains 0-2. Bautista, the runner on first. He's just the third Rawhide hitter to reach base today. Patino reached in the first inning on an error by the second baseman, Rosario. Looking to reach again here. 0-2 count. The pitch. Missing low, ball 1. The other hitters to have reached is Davison De Los Santos. He has the only hit of the game. And Bautista, the runner on first, just walked. Wynn sets the 1-2. Swung on and missed strike 3. Patino goes down swinging for the second time today and the first out of the inning. Here's Jordan Lawler batting from the right. He's struck out and grounds out to third today. One away, runner on first. In a big pitcher's duel here. The Giants lead 1-0. Win the second pitcher of the evening for the Giants. Coming in a piggyback role. Wouldn't be surprised if he either closes out the game or at least pitches through the eighth. The pitch missing out. Ball one. Came in the fifth inning, so this is his second inning of work. Under 30 pitches so far tonight, though. Runner on first, Bautista. He's fast. The outfielder, one of the outfielders today for the Hyde. The 1-0. Runner goes. It's a called strike. The throw is low and not in time. Hits off Bautista, so he's safe at second base. That's the second stolen base of the evening for the Rawhide. That's Bautista's fourth stolen base of the season for the Rawhide. 1-1 count, one down, runner in scoring position for Jordan Lawler. Wynn steps off. Time is called, and Adrian Sagusta is going to have a conversation with Wynn on the mound. The second baseman, Rosario, trotted in, but he'll go back towards second. One, one count, one down. Wynn sets the pitch to Lawler. Swung on and foul tipped. Count is 1-2. This is Wynn's first time pitching out of the bullpen for the Giants. He has a 12 ERA, 0-1 in his first two starts. He threw three innings total, gave up four earned runs off of three hits, walked three, and struck out four. The 1-2 swung on and missed strike three. Lawler goes down swinging. That's the second out of the inning. Here's Davis and De Los Santos batting from the right side. Two away, runner on second. De Los Santos has the sole hit of the game for the Rawhide, and it did not leave the infield. Runner on second, Bautista. The pitch foul tipped. Count is 0-1. It's a 1-0 ball game. One count, two down. The pitch. Missing low. Count is even. De Los Santos, the top 14th prospect in the Diamondbacks organization, according to MLB.com. Corner infielder at first base this evening, usually plays third. Here's the 1-1, missing out. Ball two. And this is Wynn's first appearance out of the bullpen this season. He's 6'4", 24 years old. Turns 24 in February, originally from Iowa. 2-1. The pitch. Swung on and missed strike two. His last appearance was against Fresno. Pitched two innings, gave up two hits. Didn't walk anyone, and he struck out three. Those two innings were scoreless. On opening night, he took the loss against Modesto. Only threw an inning. The pitch swung on and missed strike three. De Los Santos strikes out to end the inning. Despite the walk and stolen base, the Rawhide strike out. Wynn struck out the side. And we're heading into the seventh inning. Rawhide trail by one. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Give them a call at
Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong. Grow your possibilities.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark. The sun is out. You can smell fresh cut grass. The Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore. But get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. It's the top half of the seventh inning. Rawhide trail the San Jose Giants by a score of 1-0. Carlos Mesa back on the mound. First pitch just misses outside. Ball one to the designated hitter. Max Wright, left-handed hitter for the Giants. Here's the 1-0. Missing outside, ball two. Wright has struck out twice today. This is his first time facing Mesa. The pitch. Missing inside, ball three. Mesa struck out the side in the top half of the sixth inning, but finds himself down in the count 3-0. Three-0 count, infield shifting to the right, the pitch. Called strike at the knees, count is 3-1. Mesa, the second pitcher of the evening for the Rawhide. The 3-1. Missing inside. Up and in. I think it hit right, actually, based off of what the home plate umpire, Brandon Tipton, just showed. So it's a hit by pitch. Lead off man is on for the Giants. It's Max Wright, and now batting from the right side is Najee Gaskins. I think it did hit him on his elbow. Where's a elbow pad? Of course, Mesa's right in the way of our replay. Can't see. Those of you watching on MLB TV, you could see that. Those of you listening on the First Pitch app at rawhidebaseball.com, we had the replay from center field, and of course, Mesa, the pitcher, was right in the way of where we could see if that ball hit right or not. 1-0 count, runner on first. It's the top of the seventh inning, and the Giants lead 1-0. Gaskins squares to bunt, gets it down to the pitcher, Mesa. He picks it up and keeps his momentum going to first. Underhand flips it to De Los Santos for the first out of the inning. That will be a sacrifice bunt for Gaskins. Mesa thought about throwing the second. I think that was the right decision to go to first base. Would have been a bang-bang play at second. Runner in scoring position, one away, and the number 9 batter, Alexander Suarez, batting from the right side. Suarez today has walked and struck out. Outfield was shading to the right. Everyone kind of takes a few steps to the left, except for Hill. He moves closer to the right field foul line. The pitch, missing in ball one, a breaking ball from Mesa. One-oh count, one down. Here's the pitch. Called strike at the knees. Count is 1-1. Mesa has thrown 31 pitches this evening. Checks the runner on second, the 1-1. Swung on and missed strike two. Infield shading to the left. Waiting on the 1-2. Here it is. Missing in. Count is even. Mesa sets, glove at the belt, 2-2 count, one down, the pitch. Swung on, popped up, out of play behind the third base grandstands. Mesa this season 1-0 with a 3.68 ERA. This is his fourth appearance out of the pen. He's thrown 7 1/3 innings entering today's game, giving up 3 earned runs off of 8 hits. One of those hits a home run. He's walked 6 while striking out 8. Opponents batting .276 against him. The 2-2. Missing outside. Ball 3. Count is now full. On deck is the leadoff man, Vaughn Brown, followed by Averson Arteaga. Full count. One down. Runner in scoring position. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Suarez strikes out for the second out of the inning and the second time today. Fourth strikeout of the evening for Mesa. Another one brought to you by Visalia Kia, the used car supercenter, where $500 down is all you need. Two down. Runner on second. Batting from the right side is the top of the order, Vaughn Brown. Two down. Brown 0 for 3 today. He struck out twice. The pitch, a called strike on the outside corner. 0-1 count, 2 down. Infield shading slightly to the left. It's a 1-0 ball game, top half of the 7th. Giants lead. The pitch, swung on, fouled into the netting. Count is now 0-2. There is someone warming in the pen for the Rawhide, a righty. I believe it's Jose Alcantara warming in the pen for the Hide. 0-2 count, 2 down. Mesa sets. The pitch to Brown. Swung on, foul tipped. Oscar Santos could not hold on to that in his glove. Still an 0-2 count. Infield shading to the left, outfield just slightly to the right. Mesa sets. Southpaw delivers. The 0-2 swung on and missed strike three. The Giants strand a runner in scoring position. It's stretch time at Valley Strong Ballpark, and the Giants lead 1-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Toyota's Make It Yours sales event is on now, with new Toyotas arriving daily.
Take my hand and come with me, because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Get low 2.99% APR financing on 2022 Camry and Camry Hybrid, or $500 cash back when you finance with Toyota on the all-new Corolla Cross. It's time to make a fuel-efficient Toyota yours. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 5/2/22.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered.
Shane Munz leads it off in the bottom half of the seventh inning. The pitch to him, missing low and in, ball one. Rawhide trail 1-0 in the seventh inning. The pitch, swung on and missed. Munz today the designated hitter for the Rawhide. He has struck out twice so far today. Rawhide have only had one hit that came in the first. The pitch, called strike. Count is 2-2. We do have a pitching change this inning. Trevor McDonald in relief for Keaton Wynn for the Giants. Third pitcher of the evening for San Jose. The 2-2, missing low, ball three. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers, homes, and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. 3-2 swung on, fouled off down the third base side. Infield shading to the left. The payoff pitch to Munz. Cold strike three on the inside corner. Munz goes down looking. That's the third time he has struck out today. Now four consecutive strikeouts for the San Jose Giants pitching staff. Here's the 0-2. Missing low and outside, ball one. For those of you listening on rawhidebaseball.com or the first pitch app, I apologize for our connection being lost for a second. Hopefully it was only a brief moment. I usually get a notification on my computer, so I try to pay attention to that as much as possible. First time that's happened this year, so again, I do apologize. It's the top, rather bottom half of the seventh inning. The 1-2 to Chen misses outside. So bottom half of the seventh, the Giants lead 1-0. 2-2 count, one down. Nobody on. And if the connection ever does go out, here's the 2-2. Cold strike three on the outside corner. Back-to-back strikeouts looking for McDonald. Two down. Finish off that thought. If the connection ever does go down and it lasts more than a few minutes, please don't DM the Rawhide because we have multiple people checking that account. DM myself on Twitter or Instagram, Jill Guerin, J-I-L-L-G-E-A-R-I-N. That's my handle both on Twitter and Instagram. If there are ever any connection issues, please let me know there. Here's the pitch to Oscar Santos, missing inside, ball one. 1-0 count, two down. McDonald's right-handed pitcher. Again, he's in relief for Wynn. Wynn through two scoreless innings. Walked a batter, didn't give up any hits, and struck out five. Pitch missing outside. Count is 2-0. Called strike, count is 2-1. The Rawhide have not been shut out this season. It's only the seventh inning, though. Still plenty of time for the Rawhide to get on the board, and they only trail by one. The pitch. Missing low, ball three. The 3-1 to Santos. Swung on, a ground ball up the middle. Second baseman ranging, throws across his body. The throw to first, low on the dirt, picked out by Barracoto in time. What a play by the second baseman and first baseman. Rosario throwing across his body. Barracoto able to pick it out as he falls to the ground. Another 1-2-3 inning of work for the San Jose Giants pitching staff. We're going into the eighth. Rawhide trail 1-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark. The sun is out. You can smell fresh-cut grass. The Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-3-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Jose Alcantara, the new pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide. In relief for Carlos Mesa, the top of the eighth. Pitch misses outside, ball 1-2, Averson Arteaga. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. Pitch is a called strike on the inside corner. Two-one count. The pitch. Swung on and missed strike two. Mesa threw 2 1/3 scoreless innings for the Rawhide. Perfect innings, I should add. Struck out 5, no hits, no walks. Alcantara, the righty, sets. The pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Arteaga strikes out on a breaking ball from Alcantara. One down, nobody on. For Adrian Saguste.
Heading towards the plate is the catcher, Adrian Saguste.
Saguste today 0-for-3. He's flown out to right and flown out to center and also grounds out to the pitcher. The pitch. Swung on, foul tipped. Count is 0-1. Looking at my book, he is the only player this game to not strike out, and I'm not just talking about the Giants lineup, I'm talking about the Rawhide one as well. So many strikeouts today. The pitch, swung on and missed strike two. The Rawhide pitching staff have struck out 14, the Giants 16. We're gonna check to see what the record is, combined strikeouts in a game. Joe Rizzo and I. We'll check that in between innings. The 0-2 swung on and missed strike three. Another strikeout brought to you by Visalia Kia, the Visalia Used Car Supercenter. Many priced under $20,000, and $500 down is all you need. That's now a combined 31? Is that right? 31 strikeouts. Visalia Kia getting their money's worth with that strikeout sponsorship. Here's the pitch. Missing outside, ball one. At the plate is Victor Barrett-Cotto, batting from the right side. He is 2-for-3 today, although he struck out. The pitch. Just missing low, ball two. Santos held it there for a beat. Alcantara. Sets, 2-0 count. The pitch. Missing low, ball three. He throws the sinker, slider, and changeup. He tends to throw his sinker more than the other pitches, though his slider has been really good this year. The 3-0. The pitch. Missing low and inside, ball four. Barrett-Cotto draws a four-pitch walk with two outs to have a base runner in the top half of the eighth inning. Giants lead 1-0, top half of the eighth. Two away, and Yordan Rodriguez bats from the right. He singled in the second. He's also popped out to first base and struck out swinging. The pitch swung on and missed, strike one. Contra this season, 1-0 with a 180 ERA. The pitch swung on and missed. That was a sinker. Count is 0-2. Beg your pardon, a slider, not a sinker. This is his fifth appearance out of the bullpen. So in five innings of work for the Rawhide this season, giving up just one earned run off of two hits. One of those hits was a home run. The pitch, runner goes, but it swung on and missed. Strike three. Alcantara strikes out the side, and we're going into the eighth inning. The Giants lead 1-0 going into the bottom half of the eighth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule.
G.J. Hill leads it off for the Rawhide. It's the bottom half of the eighth inning. They trail by one. The pitch. Missing outside. Ball one. So Joe Rizzo, the voice of the San Jose Giants, we looked at the California League record book. We get a new one every year, thanks to Chris Lampe. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike one. So most strikeouts combined in a game through nine innings is 35. We're at 33 so far. The pitch missing low and outside. It actually happened twice last year. Pitch swung on and missed. We're two away from tying it, three away from having a new record. It was Rancho Cucamonga and Inland Empire, an opening night last year. Rancho had 21 strikeouts, or as the pitching staff struck out 21. Inland Empire pitching staff struck out 14. That pitch to Hill was fouled off. The other time was on May 5th. Again, Inland Empire to Rancho Cucamonga last year. The 2-2. Swung on and missed strike three.
Seven to blame. Second base run. Kenny Ortiz.
Kenny Ortiz batting from the left side. And is now 34 strikeouts. No, 33. I beg your pardon. 33 strikeouts today. So we are now two away from tying. The pitch. Cold strike on the outside corner. Both teams, the Rawhide batters have struck out 16 times. No, beg your pardon, 17 times. San Jose, 16. The pitch missing outside, ball one. Okay, final answer. 33 strikeouts total. The Rawhide batters have struck out 16 times. The San Jose Giants batter, 17. 1-2 count, one down. The 1-2 swung on and missed strike three. It was low on the dirt. The catcher, Seguste, will have to complete the strikeout, and he does so successfully by throwing down to first. Two down, batting from the right side, Juan Bautista.
And the white for the high is the fielder, Juan Bautista.
Bautista today has struck out and walked. Bottom half of the eighth inning. Giants lead by one. The first pitch to Bautista missing low and in, ball one. McDonald, the right-handed pitcher on the mound. It's his second inning of work. The pitch, foul tipped into the catcher's glove. Count is 1-1. This is game two of a six-game series. 1-1. Missing low in the dirt. Bounced well in front of home plate. Rawhide fell to the Giants yesterday by a score of 10-5 through 10 innings of play. The 2-1. Swung on and missed strike two. Inside fastball that Bautista waved at. The 2-2. Missing outside, ball three. Now there is one game that has more than 35 strikeouts. The total was 53, but that was back in 1966 in 23 innings. The 3-2. Cold strike three on the inside corner. Bautista was heading towards first base thinking it was ball four, but he does strike out looking to end the inning. We now have 35 strikeouts through the game that ties the most in California League history. Heading into the ninth inning, the Giants lead 1-0, and you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone.
Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Toyota's Make It Yours sales event is on now, with new Toyotas arriving daily.
One, two, three, take my hand and come with me, because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Get low 2.99% APR financing on 2022 Camry and Camry Hybrid, or $500 cash back when you finance with Toyota on the all-new Corolla Cross. It's time to make a fuel-efficient Toyota yours. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 5/22.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-3-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Top half of the ninth inning at Valley Strong Ballpark. David Sanchez on the mound for the Rawhide in relief for Jose Alcantara. New pitcher on the mound. Pitch to Rosario, misses inside, ball one. So Orlando Hudson, one of the roving coaches for the Diamondbacks, I believe was just ejected from this game. Here's the pitch, missing outside, ball two. Hudson decided to have a conversation with, I believe, the home plate umpire, Brandon Tipton, because he didn't like that strike three call on Bautista. Guess he had some choice words to say, ended up being kicked out, then had a very long conversation with Koshizawa. The pitch, called strike on the outside corner, count is 2-1. From my understanding, this is the second time that Hudson's been ejected in Visalia as an instructional coach. He and I actually talked about that earlier today during batting practice. Here's the 2-1, swung on a hard ground ball. Lawler is there. The throw to first in time, one away.
Heading towards the plate is designated hitter, Max Wright.
Max Wright batting from the left side. He's the designated hitter. He's struck out twice and been hit by a pitch today. By the way, the ground out to Lawler was the first time a ball has been put in play by the Giants, other than a sacrifice bunt, since the fifth inning. It's the top half of the ninth. Rawhide trail 1-0. The first pitch to Wright was a cold strike on the inside corner. Wright's batting 200 this season. The pitch swung on and missed strike two. Sanchez in relief for Alcantara. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. The 0-2 swung on and missed strike three. Strikeout number 36 of the night. That is a new California League record.
Now, Bobby. Left fielder, Najee Gasquez.
Najee Gaskins now batting from the right side. So the Rawhide pitching staff have struck out 17 batters. The Giants pitching staff have struck out 19. Two down, nobody on. Here's the pitch. Called strike on outside corner. Oh, one count, infield shading slightly to the left. The pitch, missing outside. Ball one. The pitch, missing low and in. Ball two. Just counting in the scorebook, it's only been 13 times today that the Giants have put the ball in play in fair territory. Five of them hits, the others all outs. The pitch, missing outside. One time it was a sacrifice bunt, though. 3-1 count, two down. Hitters count for Gaskins. Two down, nobody on. The pitch, swung on line into right. Going to roll all the way to the right field wall. Hill gets it in towards the Toyota Terrace. Gaskins going to stand on second base. That is the first extra base hit of the night for either team. A two-out double. That's the first hit of the night for Gaskins and the sixth of the night for the Giants. Here's the number nine batter, Alexander Suarez, batting from the right side. Suarez has walked today, and he struck out twice. The Fritch called strike on the outside corner, count is 0-1. Two down, runner in scoring position for the Giants. Sanchez sets. The pitch. Swung on and missed, strike two. Sanchez, originally an outfielder in the Diamondbacks organization, made the transition to pitcher in 2020 after finishing his final year as a position player in 2019 and then Fisher became a relief pitcher in 2021. That pitch missing outside gets by the catcher Santos, and Gaskins will advance to third. Should be a wild pitch on Sanchez. Runner on third, two down. Giants lead 1-0 in the ninth. The 1-2. Swung on and missed, strike three. The Giants strand a runner on third. And it's still a 1-0 ball game. Last chance for the Rawhide to get on the board. They only have one hit today. They trail 1-0 going into the bottom half of the ninth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron. Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark. The sun is out. You can smell fresh cut grass. The Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
for the high center fielder, Roman Patino.
Wildered Patino leads it off for the Rawhide. It's the bottom half of the ninth inning. Rawhide trail 1-0. Here's the pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. There is a new pitcher on the mound. It's Tyler Myrick in relief for Trevor McDonald. Called to the bullpen brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. The 0-1. Called strike on the outside corner. Count is 0-2. Patino today is 0-3. The two strikeouts and reaching on an error. The pitch swung on and missed strike three. Patino strikes out for the first out.
Heading towards the line will be the shortstop, Jordan Waller.
Jordan Waller batting from the right side. One down, nobody on. The pitch. Missing outside, ball one. Rawhide trail by one. Need to score at least one run to extend this game to go into extras for the second consecutive night. Or score two to win it. The pitch. Missing low. Ball two. The Rawhide only have one hit today. And that came in the first inning. Here's the 2-0. Swung on and missed strike one. Myrick in relief for McDonald, who threw two perfect innings. Struck out five in those two innings. The 2-1. Check swing, but it is a cold strike at the letters on the onside, on the inside corner. Two-two count, one down. The pitch to Lawler. Missing low and outside, ball three is in the dirt. Lawler today has struck out twice and grounds it out to third. The Rawhide have actually not hit the ball to the outfield, not even for an out. Oh, nope, there was one. The pitch swung on a slow one-hopper to the shortstop, fields it through to first, just in time to get Lawler by half a step. And with Orlando Hunson being ejected from the game, I believe it's Gene Walters coaching first for the Rawhide. Davis and De Los Santos batting from the right side. Two down. Last chance for the Rawhide here. Here's the pitch. Swung on, slow ground ball. The shortstop picks it up. The throw to first in time. The Giants defeat the Rawhide by a score of 1-0. For the first time this season, the Rawhide are shut out. They fall 1-0 to the San Jose Giants. Winning pitcher is going to be Keaton Wynn. Losing pitcher is Josh Swales, even though that one run was unearned. The Rawhide now have a six-game losing streak. We're entering the post-game show here at the Sun Gazette Press Box at Valley Strong Ballpark. When we come back, we'll let you know what to expect for tomorrow, who the steel pitcher and player of the game are, and give you a quick post-game recap. It'll be a very quick post-game recap, considering there was only one run scored. I'm Jill Guerin. If you're listening on MLB TV, thank you so much for watching today's game. First pitch will be at 6:30 tomorrow for Game 3 of the six-game series. We'll go live right around at 6:25. I'm Jill Guerin, signing off from MLB TV. If you are listening on the First Pitch app or RawhideBaseball.com, stay right here for the post-game show.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone.
Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota. Which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to the post-game show from the Sun Gazette Press Box at Valley Strong Ballpark. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today for Game 2 of the 6-game series against the San Jose Giants. The Rawhide fell to the Giants by a score of 1-0. Rawhide only had one hit today. The Giants had 6, and we had a combined strikeout of 38 strikeouts today. That is a new California League record through 9 innings. Let's take you through this game. Starting pitcher today for the Rawhide was Josh Swales. He unfortunately takes the loss even though he threw 4 2/3 innings, giving up just 5 hits, 1 run, but it was not earned. Walked 1 and struck at a career high of 8. It's probably his best outing of his young career, but unfortunately he will get the loss because of the unearned run. And that is the only run of the game. Rawhide usually can score at least 4, but they were shut out for the first time this season. The one run came in the second inning. With Swales on the mound, Barricotto singled into center field. He then stole second, but what happened was the batter, Rodriguez, squared to bunt. He offered, tried to bunt it, but missed it. Barricotto, the runner on first, started to go towards second, then started to head back to first base. Oscar Santos, the catcher, threw down to first, thinking he was going to be able to pick off Barricotto at first base. Instead, Barricotto then turns around, starts to head for second. The first baseman, De Los Santos, throws to second to try to get out Barricotto. Instead, it sails over the shortstop Lawler's head and goes into left field. A throwing error, and that allows Barricotto to go to third base. Then Yordan Rodriguez singled to the shortstop, Lawler. Lawler did a great job of ranging to try to stop that ball, but Barricotto was safe at home, and Rodriguez safe at first. Rosario then struck out, Wright struck out, and Gaskins lined out to first to end the inning, so that run was unearned, but that is the only run of the game today. The Rawhide had a unusually quiet night. Only single was hit by Davison De Los Santos. He is your steal offensive player of the game. And his single was hit to the second baseman, Rosario. Didn't even make it to the outfield. Only one ball hit by the Rawhide made it to the outfield today. And that was also hit by Davison De Los Santos in the fourth inning, a fly out to right. Rawhide unable to score a run in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Your steal pitcher of the game is Carlos Mesa. He threw 2 1/3 perfect innings, struck out 5. The only batter that was able to make contact was a ground ball hit right back to him. Rawhide fall to the Giants by a score of 1-0. Tomorrow we're back here at Valley Strong Ballpark. First pitch at 6:30. Expected starter for the Rawhide is left-handed pitcher Avery Short. And expected pitcher for the Giants, right-handed pitcher Will Bednar. First pitch at 6:30. We'll be live here on the First Pitch app at 6:25. I'm Joel Guerin, getting ready to sign off from the Sun Gazette Press Box at Valley Strong Ballpark. I do appreciate each and every one of you listening to these broadcasts. Hope you do enjoy them, both on MLB TV and on the First Pitch app and RawhideBaseball.com. One final time, San Jose Giants take down the Rawhide by a score of 1-0. They have 5 hits. Rawhide had 1 hit, and the Giants had an error, while the Rawhide also committed an error. I'm Jill Guerin signing off. Have a great Wednesday evening.